The Leach Report Radio Network is on the air with the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach. Join in with the rest of Big Blue Nation to get the latest insights and opinions on your Kentucky Wildcats from an all-star lineup of guests. If you have a question for Tom or one of our guests, tweet him to @LeachReport or email to LeachReport@gmail.com. And you can call toll-free anywhere across the Commonwealth of Kentucky at 877-904-1080. Now, here's Tom.
Welcome in to our Monday morning quarterback edition of the Leach Report. And we are happy to have you along for the next hour of conversation about Kentucky football as the Wildcats improved to 3-0 for the second straight year on Saturday, defeating Murray State 48-10. Coach Steve Ortmeier will be here to talk about it. You can tweet us questions at Leach Report, email leachreport@gmail.com, or you can give us a call and we can talk about the upcoming matchup with Mississippi State with Coach Ort. Jacob Tammy will join us at the bottom of the hour as well and check in for a segment. And we invite you to send us in your questions for the Monday Morning Quarterback show about the Cats. Monday Morning Quarterback edition of the Leach Report is always presented by Shufflebean Coffee. And we will have Coach Ortmeier and Jacob Tammy and some sound bites from the post game. Lots of things to discuss today. Our guest lineup always presented by Sleep Outfitters here on the show. Let's get to the Wildcat news of the day. That's the service of Cardinal Point Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Kentucky now will face the number 14 team in the country on Saturday night when Mississippi State rolls in. They've set the network now. It was in limbo, but it's going to be ESPN2 for TV coverage at 7 Eastern. We'll have the call on the UK radio network starting at 5 Eastern with the countdown to tip-off show. It's Hall of Fame weekend. Jacob's one of the inductees, so we'll talk to him about that. Anthony Davis is part of the group as well. So the dinner on Friday night, and then they'll be honored at the game on Saturday. As for Kentucky's performance against Murray State, it was an as-expected win, but in past years, some of those didn't go quite as expected. So I think Big Blue Nation was comforted that this ended up being a lopsided Kentucky victory. Terry Wilson was sharp. Lynn Bowden had a career-high 8 catches for 89 yards. No turnovers for the Cats. And a lot of young guys got action and saw some flashes of some big-time potential from them that we'll talk about. Kentucky nearly got into the coaches' poll this week. They were first on the list of teams outside the top 25 that got votes. So they're effectively number 26 in the coaches' poll. In the AP poll, they got 38 votes, and I think they're around 30th on the AP poll. I got to print that or punch that one up to get the exact count. But basically, if they can win this week, I think there's no doubt they'll be ranked because Mississippi State is top 15 in the country and is an 11-point favorite over the Cats. The UK Athletics folks tweeted out their call to stripe the stadium on Saturday night. So they're looking for you to wear blue or white, depending on the section in which you sit. You can go to ukathletics.com and see the breakdown so you can dress appropriately. A couple of other quick notes. Scotty Lewis visited UK over the weekend. Not many reports coming in yet, so I'm sure that'll come in the next few days about how that went for him. UK coaches are visiting today with Oscar Shibuye up in Pennsylvania. Kentucky volleyball, number 20 in the country, had a good weekend. Beat Louisville on Friday, handled UT Chattanooga 3-0 yesterday. Women's soccer, Lipscomb over Kentucky 2-1 yesterday. Our Oxmoor Auto Group drive of the game for Kentucky and Murray State was the first drive. Issue with the kick return left Kentucky 91 yards away from pay dirt, and they went right down the field, set the tone with a first drive score. Second straight game that they've scored on the opening drive. 8 plays, 91 yards, and Terry Wilson finished it off with a 42-yard scramble. That could have been the B-drive big play of the game, but in fact, we're going to give it to the trick play that Kentucky ran in the second half. Turned out to be Benny Snell's first touchdown pass in the official scoring as he took the snap in Wildcat, pitched it ahead to Terry Wilson, who was coming in motion. That's considered a pass, and then Terry handed it off. It looks like a reverse, but in fact it was a catch for Terry Wilson and then a lateral to Zaire Hughes, who got his first touch as a Wildcat and scored a touchdown. So that was a big moment for him. That's the B-drive big play of the game. Links to the stories that we talk about each day here on the show can be found on the Bud Light Leach Report page at TomLeachKY.com. Heading to a break. Back with Coach Ortmeyer to start talking about Kentucky, Murray State, and mainly Kentucky and Mississippi State now, too. It's the Leach Report Radio Network. We're served up each and every day by Wild Eggs of Lexington in Hamburg and in Palomar. You may be wondering why we're not in the Palomar or the Hamburg location today as planned. Little equipment issue, so we'll get that rescheduled. We're in the studio today, but we are served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington, and we'll be right back.
You're tuned to Talk Radio 1080 and The Leach Report. And visit TomLeachKY.com for more news and views on the Cats.
I'm going to run on any team. You can be an NFL team. My college team, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? This offense don't fear nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it. I know they're good, but our offense is good too. So it's going to be fine.
That is Benjamin Snell Jr. drawing a little line in the sand there for the Mississippi State defense after the win on Saturday. Benny's had some guys talking about him. So the thing about it is, if you say something, then you just go back it up. And I think he's fine with that challenge. So it's going to be quite a challenge on Saturday when Mississippi State rolls in here with an outstanding defensive front. We're going to talk a little bit about that as we move through the show today. Coach Steve Ortmeyer joins us for this Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday morning quarterback show. And this was Saturday kind of an as-expected win, as I said in the opening segment. You want to come out, take care of business early, not let them think they can win. And Kentucky, after a little sluggish first half, certainly the game was never in jeopardy.
Never in jeopardy, and I think the sluggishness in the first half really just came from they chose to play the second offensive line quite a bit in the first half, and those guys are getting their first taste really as a unit of action, mm-hmm. and I think they got surprised a little bit by the quickness of that they don't play against those quick guys in practice. They play against big guys.
Yeah, they're used to having to move a big load, and these are guys that are jumping around, twisting, stunning. So they got it figured out, kind of seized control there, certainly in the third quarter. And Terry Wilson, very sharp again. I know I was talking to Eddie Grant in prep for the game. He said they're still really learning what all he can do and what he does best and what he doesn't do well, and he's growing.
I was glad they went deep in the game with him because he needs as much playing time as he can get at this point. Not to really hone his skills, but to hone the cohesiveness and the chemistry with what he's doing.
Yeah. They had a couple of three or four deep shots. They never could quite connect on those. I have to think it's going to come.
Well, he missed the corner to
Bowden.
And
underthrew that one.
That would have been a nice play.
A couple of streak routes down the side that it looked like he overthrew. Sometimes it's a receiver issue. I don't know, but it.
He was real close.
Yes.
At least he missed in the wrong places.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If you've got a question for us, you can tweet them in at Leach Report. You can email leachreport@gmail.com, or you can give us a call. Barry says, is it true Kentucky has only started out the season 4-0 two times since 1950? No, that's not true. He said he thinks maybe one of Kersey's teams started 4-0. They did not. Fran's 10-1 team actually lost in the second game down at Baylor. And I don't think any of the others started that fast. But you guys started, I believe, I'll have to look this up, I think you guys in 07 started out 5-0.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
If I remember right, yeah.
I'll look that up here. But I'm pretty sure when you went out to Arkansas and won, let me look this up. Eastern, Kent State, Louisville, Arkansas, Florida Atlantic. So, yeah, 5-0 going into that Thursday night game at South Carolina. So that's the standard in recent times. And this is now a Kentucky team that goes up against Mississippi State. And you can use whatever phrase you want. The water gets deeper. The price of poker goes up. Whatever it is. This is although Florida came back and looked sharp in beating a decent Colorado State team on Saturday. That was good to see. But this is easily the best team Kentucky's faced.
Oh, easily. And this may be the second best team we face all year.
Yeah.
This has been a game that I personally have been looking forward to ever since the end of last season, because this is a real football team, but they got to come here. And I think that one thing that's really important for us in this game is that we make it more important for us than they will make it for them, and that won't be hard to do. So we can get on top of these guys and keep it rolling and make them play catch-up. If they have to play catch-up, I'm not sure who they are.
Good point.
But I think it will be important for us to get ahead in this game.
What's the plan, do you think, to do that? Both teams are really good at running the football, obviously.
Well, I think we start pretty fast, and it wouldn't surprise me if Grant didn't start out trying to move the ball in the air against them some. They lost a good corner. They lost their best corner in the game Saturday, and I would expect us to try to take advantage of that.
That was something we saw Kentucky early throwing it around a little bit more. I think they wanted to try, in this matchup with Murray, to try to take their passing game for a little bit more of a test drive, so to speak.
Yep, I think they did, and I expect Grant to do that in this game too. I mean, he has the confidence in Snell, and our offensive line will play a little bit differently at the start of this game than they did against Murray too. They'll come off the ball better, but I think it's a chance for us to take a shot or two and make something happen early.
It's the defensive line that they'll face that's got guys that are going to play in the NFL.
Tom, it's eerily, I'm getting confused here with eerie, but it's eerie the way this team looks like the 2014 team they brought in here. It's almost the same. Remember when they came in here number one in 2014 with Dak? This is not a team unlike that at all. This team is very much constructed the same way. This quarterback is a lot like Dak, doesn't throw it as good as Dak, but probably runs it every bit as good, if not better. So this is the same mold coming in here, and we got started in that game pretty good too.
Yeah, it turned out to end a shootout. Patrick Toles probably had his best game.
Yeah, he did
as a Wildcat, and Kentucky just couldn't quite score with them that day. It's 21 after the top of the hour. It's the Leach Report, Monday morning quarterback edition, and we are always served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington, in Palomar and in Hamburg, and 7 o'clock game this week. So if you're looking to tailgate and you want a little late breakfast type menu, since you'll be tailgating, you know, early afternoon, you can go that option with Wild Eggs, because they can tailgate, or they can cater your tailgate or your game day watch party. Groups of eight or more, they get competitive prices for delivery and setup. They can do box lunches or breakfast too. You can get fantastic food from Wild Eggs and let them take care of it. You don't have all the trouble of putting it together. Everything's made from scratch, and they're open 7 days a week. Give them a call at Wild Eggs of Lexington. Also, when you're in the restaurants in Hamburg or Palomar, check out the Zach's I Am breakfast for your favorite breakfast meat, skillet potatoes, scrambled eggs, and a biscuit or a muffin. It's a great deal at Wild Eggs. We'll be right back with more of the Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday Morning Quarterback Show on the Leach Report Radio Network.
Look for the Leach Report on Facebook. Show updates, contests, and other cool stuff. Check it out today.
Coach Terry, I was winning the game before the game. Just trust me, give me a chance, and I was going to make him look good.
How much did he look good?
Oh, he looked good.
That was Lynn Bowden after the game. Betty did think he looked really good throwing the ball his way. Lynn had a personal best 8 catches for 89 yards. It's our Monday morning quarterback show here, served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington, and Coach Ortmeier is alongside. And Bowden's developing, it looks like, into Wilson's go-to guy, at least right now.
Yeah, Bowden's developing into a player. He really is. I'm a little bit still hoping that Bowden, in my mind, needs to cut it loose. Bowden is playing wide receiver as though he were protecting himself as a quarterback, in my opinion. When this guy turns it loose, I think he's going to be really good.
It's interesting you say that.
He needs to have some kind of switch flip in his head where he just turns it loose instead of trying to be. When you're a quarterback, you got to be able to keep yourself on the field. You got to be able to stay alive. You can't go out of the game because they need you. But when you're a wide receiver, if he'll cut it loose, I think he's got a chance to do some really big things.
It's interesting you bring that up because in talking to Eddie Grand for game prep, he said one of the things he's emphasizing to Lynn over and over again is use your vertical speed.
Yeah.
Just cut loose. He said he's trying to read things, and he's just not fully just cutting loose and ripping and going. And,
yeah, he's doing that as a wide receiver. He's doing it when they get him the ball on reverses and that kind of thing. But the main place that he's doing it that just drives me crazy is on kickoffs. If he'll turn it loose on kickoffs, he got a chance to be a good kickoff returner. There's a reason they're using him, but it isn't what he's doing right now.
Coach Ortmeier, of course, the special teams guru for Coach Brooks. And you had how many years in the NFL, the coaching and GM role?
Total 26.
Yeah, so over two dozen years in the National Football League. And that gives us a little segue into something that a lot of Kentucky fans were talking about on Twitter that I noticed yesterday as these NFL games were playing out. Cleveland's kicker struggles for the second week in a row. Minnesota's kicker struggled in a situation where they had a couple of different chances to put away Green Bay. And Austin McGinnis is sitting at home here in Lexington. What can happen? How does he... is there some interest that you think is out there for Austin, or should there be?
Well, there should be, and his agent should be all over it. I was so frustrated watching those games yesterday for Austin that I got a hold of the Vikings right after that the first game, and he hasn't responded to me yet. But then I called Austin and said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm sitting at home watching this." And I said, "My God." I said, we got to get you a job this week, because what's happening at Cleveland is horrible. And what happened to the Vikings yesterday, that can cost you a championship. And you just Austin McGinnis should be kicking for somebody.
You still have a lot of connections in the league, obviously, so that'll help. I mean, every line you can put in the water to get somebody, because it seems like it's always kind of strange with how it works in that league with kickers and punters, that it sometimes takes a guy that you know has the ability, it takes him a while to break in.
Yeah, it does take him a while. In fact, there was a period in time, Tom, where the great kickers in the NFL, aside from Stenerud, the guy I had at Kansas City, aside from Stenerud, the kickers that were becoming all pros back in the 70s and 80s were on their sixth and seventh team.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't really start out there, and it takes a lot of chances. You got to be at the right place at the right time, and that's what Austin needs, is a chance to be at the right place at the right time, because these teams can't go with you. They only play 16 games.
That poor guy in Cleveland is he's. I can't imagine he kicks another week for them.
I can't either. And I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible to watch the head coach, Hugh Jackson, endure what he's having to endure.
Yeah, because clearly they're better.
Yeah, and 52 guys and a coaching staff are putting in everything it takes to get it done, and they're getting the door slammed on them at the end of the game both weeks.
Yeah, it's been brutal for Browns fans. We're halfway home on this edition of the Leach Report, Monday Morning Quarterback. Our show is served up each and every day by Wild Eggs of Lexington and Palomar and in Hamburg. And we're going to check in with Jacob Tammy when we come right back. It's the Leach Report, Radio Network.
This is where the Big Blue Nation gathers. It's Talk Radio 1080 and the Leach Report, followed by Kentucky Sports Radio.
It's our Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday Morning Quarterback Show. Coach Steve Ortmeier is alongside, and it's the Leach Report Radio Network, and we welcome in each week at this time Jacob Tammy to talk a little bit about Kentucky football. And Jacob, before we talk about the games, I want to talk about what this week's going to be for you. You'll be part of the Hall of Fame class that's going to be honored this weekend. What's that going to mean to you this weekend?
Oh, hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Tom, good. Coach Hort, good to hear you. I think I've said it a few times, and, you know, but I couldn't mean it any more than I do. It's very real that this is probably the culmination of my athletic career to be able to, you know, be inducted into this Hall of Fame. You know, growing up as a kid, a Kentucky fan, you know, from the day I was born, to get a chance to go play there, to get to go do what I did in the NFL was great and beyond my wildest dreams and expectations. But my time at Kentucky, there was nothing more special to me. And it's just really one of the highest honors I can think of. So really, really excited.
You had a career in which you started out as a wide receiver and transformed into a tight end, and that's kind of when things really took off for you, right?
Yeah, I transformed into a tight end. I went to my first meeting with Coach Ort and, you know, became an NFL player, you know. So I never forget, you know, Coach Joker Phillips. And, you know, actually there was a day, my redshirt year, when I was playing scout team receiver on offense, and Steve Brown, who – of course, went on with the Titans there a long time, and Coach Brown, you know, a great guy. And but I remember back then he was running the defense, and one day after practice, he came up to me and just randomly said, "You're going to make a heck of a tight end one day." And I thought, "Well, daggone it, Coach Brown, I'm trying to make a heck of a receiver, you know." I mean, but it was still a compliment, and I took it the right way. I knew what he meant, and yeah, when I made the switch, I went into Coach Ort's tight end meeting room, and he started teaching me, and the rest is history. So
it worked out awfully well for you and for Kentucky football as well, and a nice long run in the NFL. So it's gonna be fun this weekend as you and Anthony Davis and the rest of the members of this class are honored at the dinner Friday night and then at the game on Saturday. And hopefully it's gonna be a wild atmosphere at that game. And Coach Ort and I were just talking about this as far as, and you were through one of these periods. There are times when you're a program like Kentucky that's trying to climb up the ladder in a league like this, where you build things up to where you've got the personnel and you've got the experience and the types of personnel, and then you create opportunities for yourself. And Kentucky set the table, so to speak, with that win at Florida. And now this is one of those chances for a breakthrough moment, isn't it?
You're exactly right. I think the way you said that is just about perfect. Things have been, you know, the foundation has been being laid, and it's so exciting when you finally see the foundation start, you know, something starting to build on that foundation. Because all the time, you know, you're laying the foundation, and you're not, you know, you're building the roots underneath the soil, but you're not really seeing the growth on top yet. You're not seeing it all the way through like you think you could. And I know the staff feels that way. Like, man, it's finally nice to see some of that growth where everyone else can see it too. And now this one is like, hey, there's a chance to lay a bunch more bricks on that foundation this weekend. So, and as far as the atmosphere goes, you mentioned it. I'll tell you what, you know, I get it. It's Murray State last week, and you know, but after that Florida win, I really thought, frankly, that we'd have a better crowd, even though it was Murray State. It was a beautiful day, all that. You know, this is a night game. This is Mississippi State. It better be electric. This team deserves it to be electric, and I'm anticipating it will be. But we need the crowd to get in there and help us win this game. So, you know, challenge to Cat fans. Get out there and yell out. I mean,
let's get both of you guys to talk a little bit about the how significant that could be, because – you guys beat the number one team in the country, and it was at this stadium. So you had that crowd support behind you in that win over LSU.
It is important. Just as Jacob says, it's very important. And one of the things that is important is this team hasn't done one single thing not to deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm not a lifetime Kentucky guy, but I'm a 15 going on 20 year Kentucky guy now, and the thing that drives me crazy, it's like the 31 streak at Florida. People just say, well, the reason people aren't coming is they've been disappointed so many times. You take them to the brink and they get disappointed. Hey, this isn't that season. This is this season, and it's just like the 31. This team didn't have anything to do with the 31. They had to do with this game this year, and they went and won it. And this, they deserve the chance not to let you down this year. And I don't think they will, because this is a different football team. This is on the verge of being a real football team.
Jacob?
I couldn't agree more. We fought that in 06 and 07, Coach. You know, we fought that same thing. I remember.
Same thing.
You know, Kentucky fans are unbelievable. They are great fans. You know, and if you give them a little something, it can get electric. I think I said that last week, and that's what I'm saying. This team has certainly given them a little something, so it needs to be electric this weekend.
It needs to be the Georgia game from 2 years ago, or the
Auburn game in 2015, Florida last year.
Florida last year.
Yeah. That's right.
I think they'll respond.
I anticipate it will be.
I do too.
They certainly deserve it.
You know, it's like the lady that Tom Hart that was on with us last week talked about. I think I told this story on the air Friday, where he talked about being on the plane and the lady tapped him on after the Florida loss last year, and the lady sitting behind him tapped him on the shoulder, recognized him, and she said, "I just can't do it anymore. I'm done with it. I can't take it anymore. The heart's been broken too many times."
Yeah, and as a fan, you can sort of relate to that. I mean, it's been hard to be a UK football fan sometimes, but it's as a player. It is extremely frustrating as a coach and player, like Coach Hort was saying, to hear it, because you're working your rear end off to change that, you know?
Yeah.
And you want people to believe in you that you can change it, because you believe you can. And you want to have your back trying to do it, you know?
The lady sent a tweet to Tom Hart and included me on it, where she said, "I didn't give up my tickets. I still love my cats. I stayed in there, and so she I'm sure she'll be there Saturday." So I think the majority are like that. That they, in the moment, it can break your heart, but I usually they do respond when the team gives them some reason to hope, and they certainly have done that now.
Yeah, and the fans need to bring their A game.
Yeah, like the players.
Yeah, they're like the players, and if they do bring their A game, that creates an atmosphere that is special to play in, and I think can help lift a team.
Yeah, it can make a difference. You heard it, I'm sure, Jacob, right?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you look at, the Louisville game in 07, the LSU game that year, there's been games where it's made a difference since then. I've said it before. Commonwealth, Kroger Field can be as good as anywhere when it's right. And
you're right.
When it's right and like it should be on Saturday, the fans can literally help us win the game. When we're on defense, if it's wild in there, I'm telling you. It's so hard to go in the swamp and win. It's so hard to go to South Carolina and win. Well, not recently for this team. That's been awesome. It's so hard to go, to Bama. It's hard to go to Tennessee sometimes. It's hard to go to some of these places. And it needs to be hard to come here, too. And it has been on and off over the years. And we need to make it that way on Saturday.
I kind of think be a week as it'll build as the week goes along. And then it's a night game, which helps. I think they're just all through the day on Saturday. You're going to feel an energy that builds. I'll be surprised if that doesn't happen, but it could be a significant part of this. Jacob, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
See you this weekend. It's Jacob Tammy, and who'll be in with us this weekend for the Hall of Fame ceremony. Coach Ortmeyer's here for our Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday Morning Quarterback Show. It's about 16 away from the top of the hour. It's the Leach Report Radio Network. We're served up every day by Wild Eggs of Lexington. We were slated to be out at the Hamburg location today. Had a little technical issue, so we'll get that rescheduled and update you on that. But we are typically in either the Hamburg or Palomar location for the Monday editions of our show. We'll be right back here on the Leach Report.
This is the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. You can interact with the show via Twitter at Leach Report. Now, here's Tom.
We sold out. I expect everybody to come out for this one. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a fight. And, the more fans, the better. You know what I'm saying? We need it.
How much do y'all feed off that in, like, big game environments?
Yeah, it's big. You know what I'm saying? I like it to be intimidating for the other team, especially when they come to our home. You know what I'm saying? But, when they're cheering and we're getting first downs and the energy is up, it just keeps us going. So it's big.
That's Benny Snell Jr. after the game on Saturday, talking about how that crowd can pick them up. What we were just talking about with Coach and with Jacob. So I will be surprised if it's not a great atmosphere on Saturday for Kentucky against the 14th ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs. We're talking with Coach Ortmeier here on our Monday morning quarterback show. I want to talk a little bit about some of the young guys that got into the game on Saturday because of the lopsided nature of the score. And I'll throw out a couple of guys that caught my eye, and you can tell me the ones that were yours. McCall at the nose, had yes. a couple of tackles for loss. Alan Daly, a great run after the catch for his touchdown. And Rodriguez's very powerful runs.
Yep. I will say that the two young guy things that just jumped out at me, first of all, but I'm with you on Daly. But the two and the enthusiasm of McCall, I thought that was evident too.
Yes,
he loves to play the game.
Good point.
And you could see that. But the two guys that just jumped off the page at me for young guy performances, number one, looks to me like Zaire Hughes can flat run.
Yeah,
and we need that. And number two, Rodriguez looks like the real deal.
Yeah, Benny told me on media day, I mentioned this on the broadcast Saturday, that he, Benny said Rodriguez was the guy that reminded him of himself. And you got to see that on Saturday. I remember watching Benny, and the first time I saw him in a scrimmage, and he just ran through people and carried them.
It would have been very memorable had he dragged those 10 guys into the end zone.
He got close. that was quite a run. DeAndre Square made a couple of nice plays.
Yes.
Jamin Davis had an interception. Yeah. So
Both of them jumped out on defense.
You know, you look at the body type of Davis and of Oates. Think what Josh Allen looked like as a true freshman out there playing. And now look at Oates and Davis, similar long, rangy guys. Now look what Josh Allen looks like and imagine those guys in a couple of years. So that's also goes into kind of this idea of setting the table that now the – you know, if you can get this win, you can really get some exciting things happen. Obviously, that has to help recruiting too. But just look at some of these young guys that are coming that we're talking about that are the kinds of players it takes to win in this league.
It is. They're exciting guys, and you brought up another point here with Allen that jumps off the page kind of at me too. You know, Allen and Edwards, these guys returned here for a reason. Both of those guys could be earning a pretty good paycheck right now. And they returned here for a reason because they were prescient. They saw the ability of this team to come together, and it is doing that. And they came back for a reason, and hopefully that's going to be fulfilled. But so far it is being fulfilled.
You know, the guys within the program are the ones who can see it before anybody else. I remember, I think we've talked about this before with Coach Brooks, leading into 06, it was the first time he was talking up his team as much as he did, because previously he knew he didn't quite have what it took, and you were just trying to get the thing built. And finally, that third season, you hadn't had the winning season yet, so nobody was on your bandwagon. But he, and I'm sure all of you in the program, kind of knew what you had, that you had Jacob Tammy and Wesley Woodyard and Keenan Burton and Raphael Little and those kind of guys.
Yeah, and I think Stoops is in that position right now.
I do too.
I feel it from Stoops. He's talking a lot more about he's not hesitant to talk about those things like he has been in the past.
No, I think you're right. I think he knows he's got a good team. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but I don't think he fears any matchup. I think he's as long as they're, you know, unless they get ravaged by injuries, as long as they're reasonably healthy, they feel they can put up a fair fight at least.
You bet, and I think that's one of the keys to what's going on here this next 4 weeks is you know, and particularly with this Mississippi State game. If we win this Mississippi State game, it doesn't win any other games for us, but it tells us that we can win them all.
Yeah,
it tells us we can be in the Georgia game. It tells us we can play in the SEC with the big dogs. The only team that is kind of the outlier for all this is Missouri. They're still a Big 12 team, but who knows how that one goes. But beating South Carolina, I mean beating Mississippi State will give you a good read on this football team the rest of the year.
and it's, you know, not the last opportunity. If they don't get this one, they'll have, you know, you get South Carolina next, and you're going to go to a ranked Texas A&M team. So they're going to be well, in 07, you guys, you lost the Thursday night game at South Carolina, but came back the next week and beat the number one team in the country. So it's not do or die, so to speak. But the thing is, if you get this one, you get ranked.
Yes.
You get talked about a lot, things fans love. And that's great for recruiting. And it feeds into those players who have believed that they're getting a payoff for that belief.
Right. There's a payoff. You're exactly right. And then the whole thing just snowballs.
What concerns you most about the matchup with Mississippi State? I know you watched them play a little bit.
I'm probably not as concerned as I would be in some years. The thing that I like the best about our matchup with Mississippi State is that we're playing it in Commonwealth. We're playing here. And I think that gives us a bit more of an advantage than sometimes in this game. I think our guys will want to play well because they'll be comfortable playing here. They'll be very comfortable rather than going down there with those cowbells. It's going to be easier to win this game here than it would be down there.
There were questions about Florida's offensive line, but really not, I don't think, a lot about their defensive line. And Kentucky pushed that defensive line around. So I have to think they'll have a shot to move the ball on the ground against a very good Mississippi State defensive line.
Right. And this defensive line is better than Florida's defensive line because these are more men, so to speak. But the things that Terry's doing right now is going to take a little pressure off of Benny, I think. And I think we can attack this perimeter early in the game. Like I say, I think it's so important to get ahead of this team. If we get ahead of this team, I think our guys can really have some fun.
Let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back with our final segment of the Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday Morning Quarterback Show. It's the Leach Report with Coach Ortmeyer, Jacob Tammy every Monday. We're served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington. Final segment with Coach Ort here on the Monday Morning Quarterback edition of the Leach Report. I want to talk about the trick play Kentucky ran. It was the pitch ahead to Terry, and then he hands it to Zaire Hughes, and he used the speed to turn the corner. Now, what does that do for Kentucky in terms of the things that it puts in the mind of the other defensive coordinator?
It's a great deal. I was thinking about it after the game. Why would they run that play this week? Why would they run that play against Murray? And the only thing that I come up with in my own mind is they've got things off of it. They've got something off of it that we're liable to see against Mississippi State. And plus, it puts a whole bunch of practice time into Mississippi State having to figure out the possibilities and try to be ready to defend it.
That's kind of what, you know, Terry Wilson does, the way he stretches your defense horizontally with his speed and being able to scramble. It gives you a lot more things than just worrying about Benny Snell now.
Yeah, it does. It does. And if you're the defensive coordinator at Mississippi State, you got some problems. Not only do you have to figure out what's going on with that kind of personnel and that kind of situation, but you have to figure out the different situations that Kentucky can utilize out of the Wildcat.
Yeah.
It's almost the same thing, and it requires a bunch of practice time.
We'll be back with Shuffle Bean Coffee Monday Morning Quarterback Show next week. Tomorrow, Larry Vaught will join us, and Tim Couch as well. We'll see you then.
Make sure you check out the podcast page at TomLeachKY.com whenever you miss a show. And be sure to follow the Leach Report Facebook page. If you have a question for Tom, email it to LeachReport@gmail.com. See you next time, right here on the Leach Report Radio Network.